Taking time for our Positive Chats podcast today. This is Maggie and with you, and we have on the phone Brandon Burham, author of Courage. This is a book about a message from heaven. Brandon, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be a part of the show this morning.
Oh, we're glad to have you on. So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about who Brandon is.
Well, you know, who Brandon is, I'm 33 years old. I am in ministry, full-time ministry. My wife and I, we travel all around, you know, preaching the gospel, talking about Jesus. We have a little girl who's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in ministry for 6 years, full-time. But I grew up. My whole life, I tell people I didn't just grow up in a Christian home. I grew up in a ministry family. You know, my whole life has been ministry, and myself personally, I never I saw them doing ministry. I saw the Lord using them, but I was in a place where I thought it was just them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew older, I knew the Lord was wanted me to have a relationship and have fellowship like my family.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's just how this whole book formed. This is how it all started. Sometimes you go through things where maybe people don't understand you. You can't just feel like you can't talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, getting in His Word, and I needed to know what the Lord had for my life. And I needed courage, you know.
Right.
And that's how this whole book formed. Me seeing all through the scriptures, you know, how men and women of God, how they needed courage. And that's how everything started.
Yeah.
Courage is a big deal to me, and it helped me to get where I'm at. I truly know this message, Courage, if I never would have studied it, even prayed for courage, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Yeah. So
just a little bit about me.
we're good because I have a bio on you. You're the full-time minister, founder of His Name Ministries, which is based on Acts 3:16. So you launched this ministry after the Lord gave you this message about the name of Jesus and the power. And see, the reason I ask that is because we always have a bio of what you do, but it's nice to hear who you are and what your background is growing up. So you talk about you grew up in ministry family, but you said when you started your ministry, you were attacked by the enemy. So how can Christians know when that they're under attack?
Exactly. You know, we're in this world. Things come against us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If people say that doesn't happen, and obviously we know that's not true. And the way we know that it's, you know, we're being attacked from the enemy, it's, I always look at, you know, John chapter 10, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says the thief, the enemy, he comes to do three things. And we're very familiar with this. It says he's to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
And then thank God, you know, Jesus says, I came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundant in a good life.
Mm-hmm.
So there were times where I knew it's kind of obvious when you know things are trying to steal from you, things are trying to take from you.
Yeah.
Something that's not adding, that's not an abundant life. Thoughts that, you know, these aren't thoughts are adding. These are not thoughts of life. This is thoughts of discouragement. This is thoughts of, you know, quitting and giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that, you know, and making that decision, I just made that decision. I had to put my focus on Him. I had to put my eyes on Him. Because Jesus is a source of courage.
Yeah.
You know, it's not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. So it's just recognizing anything in your life that's not good, that doesn't bring life,
mm-hmm.
and life abundantly. And it's kind of, you know, like Jesus said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you got to resist it.
Right. Yeah. So you talk about courage from Jesus, but what other biblical figures can inspire us with examples of courage?
Yes, there's quite a lot. You know, you look at David.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David's an example. Nehemiah is an example. You know how he went and rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, and literally, even him doing that, or he was the king's cupbearer, and how he even risked doing that to go rebuild his hometown where he's from, the walls of Jerusalem. That took courage.
Yes.
It was even a threat for his life to be even sad in the king's presence. But you know what? He had something on his heart. He wanted to go, and it was from God. So he had that courage to stand before the king and say, "Hey, I want to go to Jerusalem. I want to rebuild the walls. I heard it's burnt with fire." So you see the courage there. You see the courage with David.
Yeah.
Multiple ways, you know, he's in the field. Of course, the lion comes, the bear comes,
yeah,
and he takes him out. And then, you know, how Samuel anointed him, how God, it said God found David.
Yeah.
So God's looking for people, and he found David. Samuel anointed him with the oil, symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And then you see David running after a giant when all the other men of Israel, these men of war, who were trained, they were scared, they were fleeing, they didn't know what to do, they were intimidated. But you see a young person anointed by the Holy Spirit who runs after this giant that has the courage. Yeah. And that courage had to be from the Lord. That's not a natural thing. And then, of course, Paul, you know, he talked about courage.
No,
Paul had courage.
Yeah,
Joseph had courage. Being misunderstood, Joseph in a season of, you know, being thrown in prison, and it wasn't just for like a couple months, it was years.
Right.
But he had, you know, I see him, he had the courage not to quit. He had the courage not to get disappointed. He kept trusting God. So there's so many different examples about courage all throughout the scripture.
Yeah, there are. I would say that the worst example is Joshua, because God had to keep telling him to be courageous.
Yes,
anyway,
I love that.
Think about
that.
So, in your book, you refer to God as the great gemologist. So, in what ways are all of us like diamonds when you say that?
Well, you know, I always say this: how do you determine the value of something,
mm-hmm.
the price that's paid for it? So if we really look at it, what's the price that's been paid for you and I, for the listeners? It's the precious blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
So you can't put a price to your life. You are priceless. You are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You, it says you weren't in the scriptures. You weren't bought with corruptible things like gold. Silver, but you've been bought with a price. Your life, my life, has been bought with a price. I'm so thankful for that. And the way I you know, talk about the God being the great gemologist and the diamond. And I was in a meeting, and this is, you know, just a long story short. I was in a meeting, and like I said, I was in that place where I was really, you know, wanting to do what God had for my life. I felt like I was stuck. I felt like I just needed God's help. I needed God's intervention. And we're all there. And I'm, you know, there's times that it's gonna be like that. Thank God He's our loving Father.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this meeting, this church meeting, and it's so funny because I wore a shirt, and the shirt had a diamond on it.
No.
So I'm there. I don't know who the speaker is. And the speaker, lots of people were there. Actually, my sister, she really wanted me to go, so I ended up going to this meeting.
Yeah.
Lots of people were there, and the minister asked, you know, people needed prayer to come forth. So tons of people came forth. I stood there. I didn't go to the front. You know, here mm-hmm. came this minister. He walked down the platform, prayed for me, laid his hands on me, and started speaking over me. And I knew it was the Lord. It was things in my heart that only God knew.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and this is what came forth. You're a diamond for the Lord. No coincidence you're having that shirt on, but you're God's diamond.
Yeah.
But you have some rough spots on you.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have some rough spots on me? Of course I did. There was things in my life. There was open doors to the enemy that weren't good. Not like crazy stuff, but just
mm-hmm.
I wasn't 100% on fire for God. Even a moat, just all types of stuff.
Yeah.
You're a diamond for God, but you have some rough spots on you. But here's what the Lord wants me to tell you. He's going to chisel those rough spots off.
Yes.
And you're going to be flawless, and you're going to shine for the Lord. And as the guy walked off, he said, you're going to get a revelation of this, and it's going to be the key to your ministry.
Wow.
So that's always stuck to me.
Yeah.
That's always stuck to me. What's the revelation? What's the key? The Lord just, you know, after years goes by, here's what the Lord told me. Brandon, you're not the only diamond.
Mm-hmm.
All my kids are diamonds. Okay. They've been bought with a price. They've been bought by my blood. And there are things the enemy tries to put on people. He tries to weigh people down. All types of stuff. But I'm going to chisel those away. And even how diamonds come forth, if you look at it, diamonds are formed 100 miles beneath the Earth's surface, at the Earth's core.
Mm-hmm.
And they're even brought up by volcanic eruptions of fire. So the Lord's saying, I'm going to bring out my people. I'm going to bring out sons and daughters, and I'm going to anoint them with a fire in these last days to serve me and to tell people about Jesus. Where it's an authentic thing, it's a genuine thing. It's not trying to make it all up and fake it. No, it's an on-fire relationship, fellowship with the Lord where people take notice. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I refer to that.
Oh yeah, that's a great way to see it. That's a great analogy. So you talk also about prayer and struggling with your prayer. So do you still struggle with that? In part two of that is what are some tips to make prayer a priority in life?
Right. Well, you know, the enemy hates prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do have an enemy. He hates prayer. And he'll try to get you so busy where you don't spend time in prayer and you're doing other things. And so, yeah, of course we have a body, we have a flesh, you know, we have mm-hmm. a spirit, but we also have a body, your flesh doesn't want to pray.
Yeah.
It wants to do other things. But that's where you gotta just carve it out. I always say this, feed your spirit and starve your flesh.
Mm.
But you want to make sure we're called to be spirit-led, you know, not flesh-led. So you're going to feed, every day you're feeding something, your spirit man or your flesh.
Yeah.
True. And so there's going to be times, of course, you're going to, it's not like you don't want to pray. And that's okay, but what do you do? I always look at it like a relationship. What is prayer? It's communication with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, you feel like you're stuck. Maybe you feel like you don't want to pray. Switch it up. Maybe put some instrumental music on. Maybe start just worshiping the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do.
Great.
There's times I don't want to,
yeah.
And I'll put some music on. And I look at it different. I don't look at it like it's something I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I get to do.
Yeah.
And we just got to know this is what sustains us. This is what helps us. This is what empowers us. This is what makes us have good days.
Yeah.
This is what makes us have joy. This is what puts a smile on our face when no one else has a smile. Why? Because Jesus did it.
Yeah.
Jesus would be up all night praying.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we have to do.
True.
And, don't let nothing stop that or hinder that.
Mm.
And get to the place where it's not just all about, you know, thank God for your prayer request. Thank God for that. But just love on the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit, show me how to pray.
Yeah.
You can pray the scriptures. And so, yeah, there's going to be times, you know, where you don't want to pray. And you don't need to be condemned by that. You
mm-hmm.
just press through and keep on going.
Yeah. Very true. We're on with Brandon Brim today. He's an author of the book Courage, A Message from Heaven, full-time minister, founder of His Name Ministries. And you and your wife launched this ministry together. And you have a famous grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim of Billy Brim Ministries.
Yes.
So you've helped her for a while too, I assume. And
yes.
But tell us about your ministry. Tell us about His Name.
Yes, you know, the way, you know, His Name Ministries, the way it all started is, you know, really me just seeking God, me praying, Lord, what do you have for my life? And doors of opportunity started to open for me to preach and to minister. And I just gone with that. And what His Name Ministries is, it's very authentic, very genuine. I love Jesus. I love Him with all my heart. And I don't want people to be stuck maybe where I was at. I want the Lord, like how the Lord touched my life, impacted my life.
Yeah.
I want that to happen to everywhere I go, everywhere I speak. Whether if you're sitting in the front row, whether you're sitting in the back row, I always say you can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah.
But I always press forward. I always contend that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will touch people's hearts, and that people that maybe are grown cold, maybe people feel overlooked, that something will spark in them, and they'll realize it's a real thing. It's a real Jesus who loves you. He's given His life for you. I preach messages. They're not very, I don't make them complicated.
Yeah.
Very simple messages, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe right before I speak, the Lord will put a scripture on my heart. It's something I've been ministering to myself to, or something I need.
Right.
So that's what it is, you know. And I want to see people touched by God, set free, healed, whole, and we do see that, and we're seeing that a lot. It's just truly amazing.
Yeah, awesome. That is awesome. So, what, you know, you visited God. You visited heaven, right?
Yes.
Oh, so tell us about that. Tell us what about that visit that you had.
Yes, this is way before ministry.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like I said, this is a time I was in a time that I needed the Lord. I was in a relationship, not my wife, this is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a relationship with a young lady. She was a nice lady, but it wasn't the what God had for me. I knew that, not just me, but people knew it. And I knew it would take from what God had for me. It wasn't, you know, God's plan for my life to be this person. And you know, the enemy, he, you know, is deceiving, and people, you know, I always say that deceiving is deceiving.
Oh yeah.
And it's not like you see it. And I knew it wasn't right, but the thing is, I was comfortable in the situation, but I knew it wasn't what the Lord had for me. So in the meantime, it wasn't like I could talk to too many people. I'm reading the Word. And then I come across courage, and I'm studying about courage. And, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I was studying Joshua, you know, only be strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
This book of the law, don't let it depart out of your mouth. So I'm talking to God like He's our Father. Lord, I need courage. Help me. I know the situation isn't of you, but I need you to help me.
Yeah.
And one day I'm, you know, sitting on my couch, I'm worshiping the Lord. I'm in my room, and all of a sudden, the best way I could describe it, I felt heat. I felt like a presence and anointing hit, touch my body. I opened my eyes. I saw two angels. One angel was taking a piece of paper. The other angel was holding, sticking it on my chest. I saw that paper form my chest, and next thing you know, I'm in a place. I knew it was heaven. And I knew I wasn't in like a dream state, because I actually was doing things what I wanted to do. I walked to the right, I walked to the left, I turned around. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. What's gonna happen? You know, could you imagine? And then I walk around and I walk into a classroom, This classroom had about 50 people in it. Everyone was already took their seat. I was walking in. It was like they were waiting on me. I walked into this classroom. I felt excited. I felt happy. I felt freedom. Nice. I look to my right. When I walked into the classroom, there was a big angel there who was very serious. So the only seat that was left was in the front row, front center row. So I went and sat down. I thought, oh, the front row. I sat down. The first thing I did was turn around. I looked and saw a lady behind me with dark shoulder-length hair. Then I looked straight forward. I see the first thing I see is this big, huge, like a whiteboard. And then I see a back door, this like a back entrance door. And I see that doorknob wobbling, and here came that door opened up, and here came this guy walking out full of joy. Talk about the joy, the Lord's our strength, and the presence of the Lord, there is joy. This person exemplified that. He was full of joy. And when he walked out, he said, today I'm going to teach you on, and when he said it, he wrote it at the same time. He wrote courage. I'm going to teach you on courage in purple. I knew, and he wrote it in person. I just knew, like how I know my name's Brandon. I knew this speaker that I'm watching and looking at was King David. I just knew it. And then he said this, today there's going to be a test that's going to come. Here came that angel. He passed out tests. He passed out books to me. I remember looking at the test. It was 7 to 8 pages thick. It was multiple choice. I always tell people, thank God for multiple choice. You know, if you don't know the answer, just put C. So, and I remember looking at the multiple choice. I don't remember reading the questions, but I do remember looking at them. I don't remember any questions in particular. But I started to like work on it, and then class was over. Everyone gets up, starts walking outside. David left with these final words, a test is coming up. A test is coming up. So I start to walk out. The angel was there at the door. He handed me something. I didn't know what it was. It looked like it looked different. And then David came behind, and he kind of nudged me, put his arm around me. And he said, hey, let me tell you what that is. He said, while you're here, those books in your hand are not ready for you yet, but while you're here, everything you highlight will be in pure gold, and only your eyes will see it, which is very interesting. It'd be like if I had a book, and I had this special highlighter, and I start highlighting it. When my eyes see it, it's all highlighted pure gold, but like if I handed it to you, it would look like it wasn't even touched.
Yeah.
And I don't know the significance of that. That's what he told me. So the doors were opened. There was about 400 to 500 people going into this class. I just felt such love, felt joy, peace. Then I went to another classroom. I walked away from David and went to another classroom on the book, on the number 8. The classroom was completely set up different. I sat in my seat. The teacher said all numbers in the Bible are in there for a reason. They all mean something.
Yeah.
Here's a piece of paper with number 8. I needed help, of course. Just like now, someone would hand me a paper with number 8. I don't know what it, you know, it's just a number 8. But it all meant something.
Yeah.
And I remember raising my hands. Here came the teacher. And I remember he had the Word of God in his hand, and he went to help me. The next thing you know, I'm back where I was. And I felt encouraged, felt empowered. I felt different. I didn't really tell people, maybe a couple of my family members.
Yeah.
But people around me knew. Something happened. They all knew. Something happened to you. Like, you look different. Some of them didn't recognize me. I had courage from the Lord. That courage was for me while studying it. Yeah. Even at the time, I was helping my grandmother out. I even told her one time, if you need help on the radio, I can preach about courage.
Yeah.
You know, that courage wasn't for the radio audience. That courage was for me.
Nice.
And that's what I love. I like to preach messages for me. Something on my heart, not just preaching it to people.
Yeah.
Something we got to practice. We practice what we preach.
Right, we do.
And so I made that decision I had to make. I knew that situation I was involved in wasn't good. It wasn't helping me, so I had to break that, you know, relationship off.
Mm-hmm.
Which the relationship was a few years, you know. There was marriage and everything about to be involved. So I broke that relationship off. And then I felt the still small voice, felt the Lord speak to me after that.
Yeah.
And he said, Brandon, you passed the test.
Awesome.
The test wasn't on paper. The test was you making that decision. And I felt like that, even the number 8, now
yeah.
looked into it, what the number 8 signified, what it means is a new beginning, God's eternal covenant with you. And it was like the Lord was saying, now you're about to step into your new beginning with me, and you're going to have courage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, I tell people, me having that experience is not just for me. It's not because I'm special and all that. No, it's just me giving an account to let people know heaven wants you to have courage, because there's a class on it. I went to it.
Mm-hmm.
And heaven wants you to know for you to step into this new beginning, this new walk with him, to have courage and to know that God will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah, awesome. We've been talking with Brandon Brim today, and you have the book Courage, A Message from Heaven. I assume that our listeners can get that on Amazon?
Yes, Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
Anywhere books are sold.
Anywhere books are sold. And where can they find more about you online, on your ministry? You have a website?
Yes. Yes, we do. It's hisnameministries.com.
Awesome.
And you can see all we do there, and we do quite a bit. So hisnameministries.com.
Perfect. Well, we've had a great time chatting today. We really look forward to maybe having you on again sometime.
Yes, thank you so much for the honor and opportunity. Appreciate everything you guys do.